Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Romney will win this election by 5 to 10 points in the popular vote and will carry more than 300 electoral votes.
There's Dick Morris, who is certain that Mitt Romney will win the election next week and actually win kind of big. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Is that wishful thinking on his part because he's on the Fox side of things? Or does this really make sense? I think there are scenarios that have been painted by various groups that, depending on which side you're on, that their guy is going to win. Although you hear less of that from the Obama camp itself. You do hear plenty of it from sources like the Associated Press, which has become extraordinarily biased. And I guess that's one of the things in the presidential race coverage that we are talking about here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show this week, this month, maybe this year, the extreme bias of some. And Morris is on one outlet that is extremely biased, and then there's the AP that's biased on the other side, and so is MSNBC. So where the heck do you really figure out when a combination of the bias in the news media and these awful, ridiculous ads that are disgusting for most people, they're just full of inaccuracies, incorrect statements, misstatements, it's just all a lot of hooey. Both sides, anything to get your vote. 800-510-8255. What's your hope and dream for all of this? The presidential race is where we get started as we review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the only program of its type in the country on the air every day. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's go to Bill O'Reilly here, who's having a conversation with Dick Morris about why Morris thinks the New York Times got it all wrong.
So you, I'm sure, repudiate the New York Times poll.
Yeah, and let me go through the numbers because it's important for people to get it. In Florida, the Times says Obama's going to win by one, but their sample has 7 points more Democrats than Republicans. Pollster John McLaughlin and I went through the actual results of the last four elections, and on average, the Republicans had 1% more than the Democrats. So that poll is off by a factor of 8. So instead of Obama winning by 1, Romney would win Florida by 7. In Ohio, Obama's shown as winning by 5 in the Times poll. But they had 8 points more Democrats than Republicans. And historically, there were only 2 points more D's than R's. So that's 6 points off. So instead of Romney losing by 5, he wins Ohio by 1. And in Virginia, they have Obama winning by 2. But they have 8 points more Democrats than Republicans, and historically, there's 1 point more Republican than Democrat. That's off by a factor of 9. Romney wins Ohio by wins Virginia
right.
by 7.
And that's pretty much what Rove did on his little board. Now, here's my question. Can a pollster assume that all Democrats and all Republicans are going to vote for whoever is running in their party? Can you assume that with any certainty?
Yes, you can. You get about 90% voting for their party, so you can. It's the independents who split. What the New York Times is doing is they're taking a poll that probably is initially accurate. I'll bet that all three of those polls, when they came out of the field, the raw data showed Romney ahead. They are then giving more weight to the Democrats, less to the Republicans, in order to mirror the turnout that in fact happened in 2008, because they're assuming it'll be the same turnout in 12.
All right, so let me stop
you. Turnout
so
in
when
12.
They call up, hey, and hi, Mildred, how you doing? And they take it down. You say that Quinnipiac, which did the polling for the New York Times, all right, the raw data, without any curve or anything like that, showed Romney winning in all three states, Ohio, Virginia, and Florida. But then the boys came in and started to weight it up to 2008 levels?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And if we had the same high black and Latino and young person turnout in 12 that we had in 8, those polls would be right.
Okay.
All right, so Bill O'Reilly and Dick Morris talking about polling. Is it all so much gobbledygook? Does it make sense? 800-510-8255. Let's sprinkle in some calls here and there as we go through all of these, starting with Frank listening in Lynchburg, Virginia, which is a good place for a lot of people to hear the countdown every day. Frank, go ahead. You're live on the air. Hi. Hello. I guess we don't have Frank as we thought we did. Let's move on to Bill Cunningham talking to Senator Rob Portman of Ohio about some of the latest numbers from that state.
Let me share with you some facts given to me by a quite knowledgeable person in the Secretary of State's office in Columbus, Ohio. Are you ready?
Yes.
According to this knowledgeable person, there's been 220,000 fewer Obama voters in this cycle as opposed to last, who voted early. And there's been 30,000 more Republican voters who voted in this cycle at this time as opposed to this cycle last time, which is a 250,000 vote whip. And the differential, as you know, Obama won Ohio by 250,000 votes in 08. Do you think the early voting has been good for Romney?
It's been better than 2008, as you say, and it hasn't been as good for President Obama. Therefore, yeah, relatively, it's been better. But let's face it, Billy, a lot of Republicans like to vote on Election Day, so more Democrats will vote early than Republicans. And that's okay, as long as we be sure that we, you know, get our folks to the polls. And I don't think there's going to be any problem this year. I just left the Victory Center in Springfield, Ohio, headed to Marysville. I've been to 16 around the state in the last couple weeks. Boy, the Republicans are fired up. The energy and enthusiasm is on our side this year, and that's going to help a lot in turnout.
And one other thing I would say to you, Senator Portman, is this. Not an 08, in my view, despite the fact he's an American hero, John Sidney McCain III was a lousy candidate for the Republican Party. Secondly, Obama was the greatest candidate to run for a political office since John F. Kennedy in 1960. Brilliant. Great speaker. Really read a teleprompter well. There was tremendous passion for Obama and little or no passion for McCain. The economy was in free fall in 08, and Obama had three times the money. Despite all those things, did you know that John McCain got 47% of the vote in the state of Ohio?
Yeah, and that's a good point. After all of those advantages, Barack Obama won with 4.7% of the vote. And this go-around, that 4.7% of Americans who live here in the state of Ohio are pretty darn frustrated. You know, they don't like the way things are going. They don't like the status quo. So that's why I believe the energy is on our side this year. By the way, the polling shows that. They show the intensity is on our side. If people are asked, gosh, are you really, really likely to vote? They tend to be more Republican. You know, people are looking for a change, something positive. And this year, you know, Mitt Romney has laid out an agenda for change, whereas Barack Obama is offering more of the same. And that's going to be the difference, I believe, on Election Day.
All right, so another discussion about what might happen next Tuesday here on the countdown. Interesting to look at another source for information. A pollster named Neil Newhouse has said this week during the last week of the campaign that if the election comes down to independent voters, Governor Romney has a chance of getting 10% more votes from independents than does Barack Obama. Romney advisor, looking at some headlines here, says enthusiasm is higher with Republicans. Do you think that Obama does face an uphill battle? Is that all one-sided? What do you really think here? 800-510-8255. Got a call from a listener who said that he was going out for the first time and voting, and he was voting for Romney. Got any first-time Obama voters that would like to be heard? Help yourself, because we present both sides of whatever the issue is here. That's the you'll know how I stand if you ask me. And sometimes I inject my own opinions here. I've made it clear through this that I'm not a fan of Obama. Pretty much said that through much. I was looking for the same thing that most of us all were, most of you, looking for that hope and change, which didn't materialize, and we sure as heck need it now. So why, in the terms of philosophers and people who think, would you wish for something to happen that you don't want. You want something to happen. You want Obama to win, then you go vote for Obama. If you don't want Obama to win, you go vote for Romney or vote for somebody else. But if you vote for somebody else other than Romney, if you vote for somebody else other than Romney on Tuesday, probably won't help the cause, which is more to the focus of what Hope and Change was 4 years ago. Romney could have run on Hope and Change and maybe gotten some traction. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Stephan here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
800-510-8255. Ray in New York calling the countdown on President Obama's good job here during the post-Sandy era.
I'm in the middle of this, and I mean, it is the worst. I've been alive since 1945, and this is the worst stuff I've ever been in. And people have died, and you know, my heart is there. But I have to say this. Our president is in the middle of this year because I can just imagine if Romney was the president, we did nothing in New York. And putting racism aside and everything again, if Obama's got to be the president, because, I mean, I just can't see Romney being doing anything for a poor man or anything for the country.
Okay.
I mean, it's just, if people just put racism aside, and just look at the man, a man who's been a community leader, who works with people, against a man who just, you know, really doesn't care for the rich people. It's just mad. And this up here is the worst storm I've ever been in my life.
I-
iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now it's time for us to focus on the hurricane, the connection of the hurricane to the voting next week, the discussion of climate change. Now, we're back to some familiar ground here. The people who have been involved in this, New York and Pennsylvania and New Jersey, want to be heard on all of these things. That is the political side of the hurricane, the climate change discussion, and the actual results, what's happened to people who are in the eye of the storm. Let's start with host Mike McConnell with University of Pennsylvania Professor Jerry Goldfeder about the possibility the hurricane could force officials to move Election Day.
Well, it was back in 2004, I guess, that you came up with this, I guess, potential scenario, can we call it?
Yes, that's right. Well, I lived through September 11th in New York City. I was a campaign lawyer for the Democratic nominee for mayor. And obviously, as all your listeners know, what happened on that day, and our election was canceled. And so I got to thinking as to whether or not we really were prepared for this eventuality in a presidential election. And I discovered, as a matter of fact, we were not. That no congressional committee had ever reviewed the issue. Governors had not reviewed the issue. It was just hanging out there as if it would never happen.
And then I guess the a scenario was it a proposed act that Congress took a look at as to what to do? Could we cancel an election in the event of a terrorist attack? And overwhelmingly, the Congress said, no, we'd never do that, correct?
So it was a resolution. It wasn't a proposed law. And the sense of the Congress, overwhelmingly, there were only two dissenting votes, was that, no, we will never postpone a presidential election in the face of a terrorist attack. Now, obviously, that sentiment is totally commendable, understandable, but it flies in the face of trying to be prepared, and not necessarily just for a terrorist attack, but for any natural disaster. And here we are. Now, there have been states and localities that have had major snowstorms and even hurricanes that have had impacts on elections, and states have dealt with it to varying degrees, but never because they had a plan in place. They just dealt with it when it happened. And so here we are today with a huge storm that's devastated literally millions of people. There are still many people without power throughout the East Coast. In New York City, where I live, that's the case as well. And there's a real possibility that the election, we will get to Election Day where people will still not have power. So what do we do? We have never canceled a presidential election in our history, or postponed one, even during the Civil War, during any of the major wars. We've never done it, and there's a real strong feeling that that's not something we ought to do.
Here's Andrea Mitchell from NBC talking to NBC's Tom Brokaw about climate change, global warming, and the storm.
We've seen storms before. You have experienced them close at hand. But this does have the feel of a life-changing event for an even larger part of the country than that directly affected.
Yeah, I expect that it will be, and in fact it should be. We have an aging urban infrastructure. We have a very perilous Atlantic seaboard now, as we've been seeing with these series of ever larger and ever more destructive storms. So we have to think through about how we want to build the lower part of Manhattan and what's going to happen to development along the eastern seaboard, all the way from the Carolinas north into Connecticut, about whether you can have homes that are right on the surf line in effect, or whether we're going to have what they used to have in the past, which were big barrier reefs and other kinds of protective areas between the surf and where the homes were. I mean, I get why people would want to live right on the sea. That's understandable. I lived on the ocean in California, and there's nothing quite like it. But now, because of climate change, and let's be clear about this, we have climate change underway. Global warming, that's another question that we should be addressing as well. A vast majority of the meteorologists and scientists in the country and in the world who study these kinds of events have concluded that there is global warming, and obviously we do have climate change.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Hurricane Sandy flooded power stations, tunnels, took out power for everyone below 39th Street in Manhattan, and wreaked havoc and unimaginable devastation from Atlantic City, New Jersey, across the entire south shore of Long Island. Another once-in-a-100-year storm just a year after Hurricane Irene. And this one was far worse. In some locations, plain old telephone service, known as POTS lines, were the first to go down. This is highly unusual, as it's usually the last service to go out. But this storm was business unusual. Next, low-end data centers without adequate backup generators went, and this took out thousands of websites and email accounts. Then, 6 to 8 hours after the power failure, anyone with a triple-play digital phone system lost service. What could anyone do to stay connected during this kind of natural disaster? Well, the answer is a robust business continuity plan. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or visit ShelleyPalmer.com to learn how it's done.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
Listen, your 5% cash back program is to die for. What's the new category?
You will love it. Right now, you can get 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Only from Discover.
Shut the door. 5% cash back? I shop online all the time.
No joke. Everywhere online.
Best category ever.
Only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at Discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cash back on up to $1,500 in purchases online and at department stores.
You can buy the same Acer UltraThin laptop at the big electronics store, or you could get it at Rent-A-Center. So what's the difference?
Super UltraThin 2.0 is here!
Technology changes quickly. If you put it on your credit card at the electronics store, you could end up paying years past its prime. Only Rent-A-Center offers the Rack Flex plan with fixed terms, so you never pay more than the agreement.
Mega UltraThin 3.0 coming soon!
Why pay longer than the technology will last? Rent-A-Center. Be flexible with your money. See store for details. Rental purchase transaction. Product availability may vary by store.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganix.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits with instructors GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares, plus the Freeze Dry Guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Doug Steffen here in the second half hour of our countdown for today, and most of the concern, even though some is certainly aimed at what has happened in this last week of the presidential race, more of you are interested in the hurricane, its impact, and there's the discussion of climate change. So your calls on that at 800-510-8255 after we listen to a couple of more talk programs, including this one where host Kelly Lynch and Chuck Custer talk about whether the news media, especially in the upstate New York area where these folks are, went too far with these scary warnings.
I'm not diminishing what happened in New York or along the Jersey Shore
just
in any way, shape, or form. I've got friends down there. I've been in touch with them. So I'm not diminishing the severity of the impact down there. But I think when it comes to our weather, come on, please.
You know what, though? I mean, look, we talked to a bunch of meteorologists yesterday, and we're going to talk to a bunch more today, so we'll find out what happened. I didn't get the sense that any of them was going out of their way to pump it up more than it was. I think we simply got lucky. The thing moved fast, a little faster than at the end than we thought, and it tracked a little further west than we thought. And, you know, it's still an imprecise science. So, but you still feel there was an element of hype with this?
I'm so tired of hearing it's an inexact science. Well, you know what? It's your job.
But it's
is your job to let people know what's happening and not to overhype it. If I spent hundreds of dollars on a generator and I waited in line at Lowe's for 4 hours to get one, and I stocked up my pantry and I filled my damn bathtub with water, I'm really angry today that I did all these things, and once again, there's nothing. We had the same thing with the snowstorm. I don't even know if you were here. It was going to be the storm of the century. And, you know, it hit New York hard. It didn't. We got nothing here.
Well, let me play. I'm not playing devil's advocate, but let me. I think you should be more of a glass half full person. We underplayed Irene, didn't we? And look what happened.
We did not underplay Irene. I think they got it right with Irene.
We were very late on the uptake on that.
No, I think they got it right with Irene. I really do.
Well, it is. I mean, you say it isn't an exact science, whether it's their job or not. That doesn't mean they can get everything right. I mean,
but you know what? You look at the people in New Jersey who didn't evacuate, and you're like, what's wrong with these people? They were told to evacuate. You know what? How many times have they been told to evacuate before, and the storm turned out to be nothing, and they went, you know what? I'm not buying it this time. It's like the boy who cried wolf. Your meteorologist tells you again and again and again, it's the worst storm ever. The worst storm ever. And you believe them, and you believe them, and they're wrong and wrong and wrong. And finally, you know, one of these days, they're going to be right, and you will not believe them, and you will not prepare yourself, and you're going to find yourself stranded or killed because you didn't believe them the one time out of 5,000 that they were right. I'm just tired of all the hype around these giant storms. They're turning out to be nothing.
All right. So what do you make of that? 800-510-8255. Host Kelly Lynch and Chuck Custer talking about the news media and the coverage. By the way, you'd be interested to know, on this date in 1870, the Weather Bureau made its first weather observation and first forecast. November 1st, 1870. And most of the weather records don't go back much further than that. So when we look at, people talk a lot about, well, this is the worst storm in history. The recorded records only go back to, as I said a little before, the official opening of the Weather Bureau. 800-510-8255. Hurricane Sandy in our focus. We're talking about the intensity of the storm now and some of the ideas that connect to global warming. It also has inspired Democrats in Congress to investigate global climate change and how it's influencing some of the extreme weather patterns that we've experienced. A lot of you don't believe there's any such thing as global warming. I believe that there is an influence, whether we call it global warming. There is the natural tendency of the Earth to change. Reality is that there are many things that have changed over the course of the 4.5 or 5 billion years that the planet has existed. We haven't really got the specifics, but we know how things have changed in terms of land mass, and there is a lot of change. Are we speeding it up because of using fossil fuels? I think that's a question and an argument that can be well made. Here is host Bruce Wolf talking to his son, who lives in Manhattan, about what has happened as a result of the storm.
Paul, how's it going in Manhattan? Now, you're at least 20 minutes away from where the worst of it occurred, right?
It's unfathomable. I mean, we are so incredibly fortunate that, you know, I mean, the fact that we didn't lose power is one thing, but, you know, just looking at all this damage that happened, it's unbelievable. We're very, very lucky. Yesterday at about 4 p.m., I took a walk with my wife and son, and it was the first time we had been out in about 48 hours, and everybody was out, but no one was really, there was nowhere to go. Everything was closed, but everybody was out like it was a Saturday night. Everyone was just walking from one place to the next like they had somewhere to go. But, you know, everyone just kind of had to get out of their apartments. We had been cooped up for so long.
But it's New York, and so, I mean, you can't do the, you know, when I think of New York, you know, being, you know, this guy from, you know, from the sticks, this redneck from rural Chicago, I've been there to New York. It's like one restaurant after another. It's one thing to do after another. It's like, you know, we got to go see a Broadway show in between everything else. And for there to be nothing to do, so, I mean, did you talk to other New Yorkers when you were going out there, or how was it outside?
Everybody was just pretending like, you know, life was trying to get back to normal. And I'm looking outside right now, and the traffic it's heavy. I mean, people are going somewhere, so, you know, I guess things are starting to open, and I see buses are running, and they're running for free today, which is unprecedented, you know. I mean, everyone's trying to get back on their feet, but, you know, the subways aren't working. Most people can't get into work.
Can I just ask you, yesterday you mentioned this crane that you had seen, and it made national news, the whole crane that
right.
It was dangling there, and you were going to take a picture of it and thought it would be a great tourist attraction right near the Carnegie Deli. Are people marveling at it? Are people walking around that, or is it like a tourist attraction for New Yorkers themselves who have nothing to do right now?
Yes, I'm sure. And it's something that I want to push for. Maybe I'm going to start a Facebook page, but if I can get, you know, a million people to try and preserve that crane.
There's Bruce Wolf talking to his son who lives in Manhattan. He said that riding the bus in New York for free was unprecedented, which is really true. He may not have lived there after September 11th, but the buses ran for, I don't know, a week or 10 days, and nobody paid to ride. It's just one little thing among many big things. I have been looking through a photo expose, a photojournalist has, there are a number of these things that actually are online, but this is the first time I've seen one. Folks at the Talk Radio News Service have posted up on Flickr, and I think maybe what I'll do is move them or have that moved into a box so we can see some of these. You can see the pictorial on lots of different places. It's just so dramatic when you put a lot of these photos together. And I've talked to people that I do business with in New York, which pretty much is everybody that is related to radio and advertising is in New York, and they can't get to their office. Their offices are closed because there's no electricity, and nobody will let them back into the buildings because they're checking out a lot of different things. But the infrastructure in New York really, as Tom Brokaw said a few minutes ago, is in need of some serious modification. What kind of government program do you think that's going to create? Meanwhile, the ladies on The View discussed riding out the storm from their various homes. They live all over New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey, so this would be kind of interesting.
Was everybody in the general tri-state area?
I was, yes. I have to say, though, you know, I have to turn myself in because I always say I have two jobs, I don't have time to exercise. I had 3 days, and I kept staring at that treadmill. And not once did I get on that treadmill. There was not calling me. The rigatoni that I made was calling me in a louder voice.
Okay,
I was eating and not exercising.
Everybody who was home gained at least 2 pounds. Because all you did all day long was eat. But I watched, because my television set was working, mm-hmm. My phones were not. I loved it. And I loved the fact that I didn't have to go to any of the things I didn't want to go to. Mm-hmm. But then it's this weird feeling of watching this and feeling guilty because you're safe and praying for everybody else. On the other hand, the idea of having 2 days, it was heaven.
Yeah. Well, it was, on my block, it was so great because
we showed the repeat shows, by the way, for those of you who are watching.
There, I couldn't even put my Spanx on today. I ate so much over this course. But there was three trees that fell into our neighbor's bathroom. And I have to say, my neighbors are the most wonderful people in the world because they got together and put tarp over the roof because nobody was coming. There was a tree that was blocking our street. They chainsawed it up. Mm-hmm. And then, Tracy, Michelle, and Craig, and all of them, they had dinner at the house, and everybody came to the house, and all the kids were running around screaming, but it was such a sense of community.
It reminded me, I said, in the era of Christmas when everything is closed, gas stations, restaurants, stores, and that was up here in Massachusetts where I am, not even close to where Ground Zero kind of was, using Ground Zero in another way, New York and down in New Jersey. But the folks in Philadelphia didn't get it as not great. It wasn't like New York got it, and it certainly wasn't much of a storm in Washington. So you see what a difference in these storms a few miles can make. 800-510-8255. Your calls on the hurricane, the climate change debate, how it affects politics, coming right up here on the countdown.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
800-510-8255. Now, as the countdown proceeds on with your calls, and I said there are three or four different areas into which we may want to wander conversationally. Tim, listening to WAYY in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. You're on the air now, Tim.
Hey, top of the morning, Ed. How are you doing?
Well, and you?
Doing good. You know, a little bit ago, you had this woman on there complaining that she had spent 4 hours in line waiting for
right.
a generator.
The lady from Buffalo, yes.
Yeah, she took 8 seconds out of her day to fill her bathtub. You know, these meteorologists, these people in government, they have a responsibility to warn the people of something big coming. And my God, they got it wrong for, you know, they were 8 miles off. It didn't affect her. But look, if they didn't warn people that something like this was coming and a bunch of people did get hurt or killed, I mean, there would be wrath like you wouldn't believe.
I would describe that lady as shrill and harsh.
Absolutely.
And leave it at that.
What does she want?
She wants her MAPO. 800-510-8255. Here's Daniel in Washington, and the environmental focus of all of this is what's on his mind.
The leadership in our country is acting with incredible, shocking irresponsibility with CO2 levels that are clearly affecting the climate. And it's also surprising that the Democratic campaign hasn't pushed that Romney is saying he will approve the Keystone Pipeline on his first day in office. You know, this is the dirtiest form of petroleum. It's insane to have a pipeline from Alberta to Texas. We're not getting this country off of our addiction to oil. It causes cancer and other diseases. We are given an election between two candidates who are both bragging that they're going to continue exploring for oil offshore in the Gulf, and that is just absolute treason against posterity.
800-510-8255. James in Texas on the weather.
I've been around this world for a long time, and I've seen winters that were colder than normal. I've seen winters that were warmer than normal. And over my lifetime, I can remember here in Texas where the I've seen icicles 4 foot long hanging from the rafters, but then other times I've seen it where barely got cold that year. So I think it's the earth has a cycle of warming and, you know, cooling cycles.
800-510-8255. We'll take some more of your calls in a few moments. The hurricane in the focus, climate change, politics. Will this affect the election, et cetera, et cetera? Should it? Interesting note, the administration is waiving some Clean Air Act requirements in 16 states to reduce fuel disruptions from this storm. That's something that will affect the environment, and they don't like doing that. 51 after.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. As we continue our conversation, you and me, about the hurricane, climate change, does this impact? We've got a lot of depth here in callers, so let's bring in James, who's listening in Tennessee, with some thoughts on global warming.
Yeah, I think, you know, the global warming trend has started, though. Trend throughout the United States and throughout the world, you know, as well. Now we have more floods, more tsunamis, a lot of more water that's coming on land, more so than ever before. I mean, what is it attributed to other than being an act of God? Or why is it going into areas that it hasn't gone in before, like Austin? This is the second time in less than a year that it has gone into Virginia area and, flooded out areas that had never been flooded. Here in Memphis, it was flooded, you know, 15 minutes from where I live at. In Nashville, it was flooded up there last year whatsoever. So water's getting to be a problem for some reason in a lot of places that haven't been flooded before.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com as we continue discussing the ravaged areas of New Jersey, especially in New York City in the aftermath of Sandy. A lot of discussion on talk radio stations about recovery. Mostly what I've heard is continuing focus on the weather. Here's Mike in North Carolina.
I think it's weather. I think there's
no definitive conclusion that can be made based on the available data. It's all conjecture. The left is, whenever we have these things, they're running around with their hair on fire trying to draw some conclusion because we use fossil fuels and this, that, and the other, that these storms are indirectly caused by them or whatever. And the extreme level of the storm is relative. Compared to what? I was watching a show just the other night, and they predicted that this would happen. Again, every time we have a storm, this happens. If you go back to the 1950s, during the 1950s, over a period of, I don't know if it was 6 years, there were at least a half a dozen storms that came up the East Coast. Okay, so people's sense of history and how extreme a storm was, and so on and so forth, is limited to their personal experience or their knowledge of history itself. We've had storms before. We've had many storms before that have come up the East Coast. A major storm hit New York, Providence, Rhode Island, and that area. I believe it was in 1932, well before we were able to forecast these things. I don't know. I'm honest enough to say that I simply don't know, and no one really does. But to be so, you know, for everyone that has this agenda against carbon energy, Bill Clinton, these people just, they're despicable. They really are, because they don't know, but they won't say they don't know. And that's what's so upsetting.
800-510-8255. You can hear a lot of emotion in that voice. Are you upset? Lawrence, another Virginia caller here on the countdown. Lawrence, go ahead, please, sir. You're on the air live.
Hi, Doug. I was thinking that when we have these ice storms or the wind storms or floods, there's no power for gas stations, banks, cell towers, that maybe it should be legislated that they're wired to accept a generator, and that maybe the National Guard would have a pool of generators that could go to that area to bring those services back online.
I'm sure you wouldn't get any argument from the businesses that want to be open but can't be because they don't have access, as you've suggested, to things like power. So that's an interesting idea to be discussed. Lawrence, thank you for putting it forth here. 800-510-8255. Here's Lou in Connecticut on climate change.
I can't believe this Chicken Little nonsense as far as climate change. Well, climate has always changed. 1,000 years ago, we had the medieval warming period. It was much warmer than today. They were growing high-quality wine grapes in England and Scotland, something they haven't been able to do since the medieval warm period ended. And then after that, we had the mini ice age. Climate always changes. It's this 100-year storm that will happen 100 years again from now. Climate always changes. And the notion that the politicians, these sociopaths up in D.C., want to regulate the weather, good luck trying to regulate the weather. I mean, how much of this nonsense we have to take? CO2, when I breathe next to all that CO2, what are you taxing for breathing? All you people, you know, you're worried about the sky is falling with those Chicken Little stuff. I've been hearing the sky is falling for over 50 years. You know what? The world's going to be around long after I'm dead and gone, and this 100-year storm will happen again 100, 150 years from now. The climate always changes. It's been changed since the beginning of time, and CO2 is not a fluid. And all you environmentalists out there that are big fans of Mother Earth, well, doesn't oil come from Mother Earth? Doesn't coal come from Mother Earth? Doesn't natural gas come from Mother Earth?
See what I mean about all the passion surrounding this conversation? That's it. Good hour of conversation.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.